desire your prayer tonight. Thankful once again to be in the house of God. We don't take it for granted. Every opportunity the Lord allows us to gather together, it's a blessing. We want to look to Him to bless us with this thought, the pricks. We desire your prayers as we look into this particular subject. The minister this morning was talking about Stephen and his salvation and what it did. It caused him to forgive the ones that were actually stoning him. And there was a young man there at that time in that location. And I believe the scripture says they laid their garments at his feet. This young man that they laid their garments at his feet was an exceptional young man. He had excelled in learning. He had the very best teaching in the Jewish law. He was zealous. He was earnest in what he was doing. And here he is standing there observing these men stone an innocent brother. That the only thing he did was tell them the truth. That man was Saul. So I would like to begin reading in Acts, the 9th chapter. Here we are looking at him after all his education is completed. And he's got authority to go do some things. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. Now, the Lord has various ways of dealing with work and working with people in their hearts and minds. Yes. Yes. And pricks is a common word you find throughout the Bible. What it means is a goad in which a sharp stick or spear used to prod animals into moving forward. And when stubborn animals kick back in retaliation, it is literally kicking against the pricks. There's a Greek proverb that said, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks, referred to an ox goad, a stick with a pointed iron tip used to steer oxen while plowing. The oxen might rebel by kicking out at the prick, and it results in the prick being driven further into its flesh. And I want to read one more. Adam Clark, he said this, Hence, it has become a proverb to signify the fruitlessness and absurdity of rebelling against lawful authority and getting into greater difficulties by endeavoring to avoid trifling sufferings out of bad into worse, out of the cauldron into fire. We live in a world where God is working in people's hearts. Yes. How do I know that he's working in hearts? Because he worked in mine. Right. He worked in yours. Yes. And this was how you came to the place and the point where you realized it's better for me to go God's way than continuing going my way. Yes. As he goaded along, sometimes he allowed some things to come in our life. You know, I had some plans growing up. And it was not to be a preacher. And I had put all of my effort and my time into those endeavors. And it seemed like everything was working out just fine. And the Lord allowed some pricks to come. Senior year, I suffered two major injuries, which halted my ambition in the two sports that I was playing. It was frustrating. I was mad at God. I said, Lord, I put all this effort in this, and you let me get injured. What are the injuries? It lasted long enough for me not to qualify for state. And I was in the top five in the whole state. You know how disappointing that is?
Yeah.
When you put all that effort and all that work trying to develop your sport.
Yeah.
And then God lets you get injured. There were things that I did to try to get back at God. When God would deal with me at night, I turn the music on. I don't want to hear what you're saying, Lord. I'm disappointed. But you know what happens? The music stops. Sometimes you go to a party. Guess what? The party's going to be over. Whatever deed you do to try to drown out the pricks of God, you can't drown them out because it all ends. I want to look at some history here in Numbers, God dealing with the children of Israel. Numbers 33, verses 50 through 56. The Lord had given the children of Israel some instruction. They were supposed to do some things to make their transition better. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then shall ye drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. Then shall ye dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Ye shall divide the land by lot, for an inheritance among your families. And to the more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give the less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your father, ye shall inherit. But if ye will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which ye let remain shall be pricks in your eyes, and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I thought to do to them. Now here God's talking to his people. He's working with them on what they're supposed to do in this new land that he's given to them. There's some things in that land that's going to cause you some problems down the road. So I want you to go in and I want you to kick everything out. Don't leave nothing, no remnants, no remains of any of those people in there. And he said, if you don't, in so many words, it's going to cause you problems.
Right.
Sometimes the Lord uses the pricks with us. And he's looking at us in our life. He sees that we want to follow him. He sees that we're making some progress. But he also sees there's a few things that just might hurt us. And he wants us to get rid of all of it. Anything that's not like him, he wants it to go.
Yes.
And so he told the children of Israel here, get them out, or I'll consider doing to you what I had planned to do to them. That's a solemn thing to consider.
Yeah.
Oh God.
You know, when I was unsaved and all that music I listened to drown God out, the Lord worked with me to get it out of my life. You know, I go in the store and I'll hear some of the same songs I used to listen to, but they have no effect.
Thank you, Lord.
They don't move me. They don't interest me. God wanted them out because he knew what it would do to me. It was something that I used to rebel against him,
right,
in essence. And so he had me get rid of it.
Yes.
There's not a cookie cutter recipe that you and I follow for our salvation. God works with each one of us individually. He knows what's best. He knows the things that bother you that may not bother me. And there's things that may bother me that don't bother you. But God works with each one of us individually.
Amen.
That's what makes our salvation ours.
Yes.
As we heard this morning. God wants to work with each one of us in these areas. God's dealings with mankind is instruction and direction given so clearly that is imprinted on the mind, changing a course of a direction and influencing a path in alignment to God's will.
Yes, Lord.
And that should be all of our desires.
Yes.
I observed some old farmers one time, and they actually used plows that were drawn by animals. And they had this thing in their hand. It didn't have a point on the end. But they would just tap to get the animal to go in a straight line and plow that field over. They wasn't beating the animal. They would just lightly touch them. They start a little left, they touch them on the left, and the animal would move back to the center.
Yes.
Animals start moving to the right, he would just touch them on the right, and they would move back to the center. That's kind of what God does with us.
Amen.
Just a little touch to keep us on the path. That's what the pricks are for. Sometimes you think about pricks that, oh, maybe it's something that's going to hurt me. God is not intending to hurt you. He's intending to guide you along the way.
Yes.
Those that are not saved, he uses it to deal with their eternal soul, to show them that you are not ready to meet me.
Yes.
And it's time to do something about it.
Yes.
Brother was talking about praying for people that's not saved.
Yes.
People couldn't tell that God was dealing with me. I had a poker face. And I could sit in church and not move. And people say, why don't you get saved? And you know what I tell them? I'm not going to get saved till I'm serious. But it was just an excuse.
Yes.
God was dealing all the while.
Amen.
Trying to get me to get saved. But I could sit there and act like he was not even bothering me. And some people might have observed and said, that boy is stubborn. That boy is rebellious. You know, sometimes we see that.
Yes.
You may be looking at your children like, something's wrong. God is working.
Yes,
his little pricks work.
Yes.
He knows exactly how to get their attention.
Yes.
I want to get Ecclesiastes 12. You get there before me, go ahead and read it. 12 verses 8 through 14.
Vanity of vanities.
Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher.
All is vanity.
All is vanity.
Moreover, the preacher was wise.
Because the preacher was wise. He still taught the people knowledge.
Yea,
he gave good heed.
Sought out
set in order many proverbs.
The preacher
Preacher sought to find out acceptable words.
And that which was written,
was upright.
Even words of truth.
Words of the wise are as gold
and nails
fastened by the masters of assembly,
which are given
from one shepherd.
And
further, by these my son be admonished,
making many books
there is no end.
Much study
is weariness of the flesh. Keep on reading. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Fear God,
keep his commandments.
This
is the whole duty of man.
For God shall
bring every work into judgment
with
every secret thing,
whether it be good,
whether it be evil. You
see
in this passage it said that it was as goats.
Goats
are just like pricks.
Yeah.
They work to lead and to guide us. The Lord knows just how much pressure to put on you and I. Some of us may not be able to handle the same kind of pressure. Some of us might require a little more pressure than others.
Yes.
And God knows exactly how to work with each and every person.
Amen.
Those that are not saved, God is working on them.
Yeah.
They're going through their life and they're doing all these different things. But you know what? They get home and they're by themselves and God deals. They get on the quiet in their bedroom, on their pillow, and it's quiet, and God is dealing.
Amen.
Anything they bring up to try to distract or block out, God's dealing, it always ends.
Yeah.
And he's working with each one.
Amen.
And you know what they feel? They feel the emptiness.
Yeah.
That's part of what the goal is to do, to help you feel the emptiness. That God's not there.
Amen.
And I know I need him. I'm going through my life. I'm doing all these things. And it's so hard. When you look on people in the world sometimes, you see people that lived in sin their whole life. And it tells on them.
Yes.
You can see it on their face.
Yes.
It's got them drooped over. They're weary. They're worn out. They're tired.
Yes.
Only if they would have gone through life with God.
What
a blessing it could have been.
Yeah.
But they never responded to the pricks that he gave them. Get Psalms 38 and 4, and another person get Psalms 51 and 3. Psalms 38 and 4. Who has that one? For mine iniquities are gone over mine head
as in heavy burden.
They are too heavy for me.
Yeah.
All right, who has Psalms 51 and 3?
For I acknowledge my transgressions.
I acknowledge my transgressions.
And my sin is ever before me.
Yeah. This is part of the purpose. When God begins to work, these people can see it.
Yes.
They can see their sin. They can see their transgression. Their misery is there. We have a song in our songbook in verse 1, 479. I was out on the Broadway of sin and despair, crushed neath my burden of sorrow and care. My constant companions were trouble and doubt, till Jesus reached down and lifted me out. That's the only way you're going to be able to get out from under these heavy burdens. Is Jesus going to lift you and I out of them? And those that are not saved that we are praying for, you know what their constant companions are? Trouble and doubt. Yeah, I don't know if I did this right. It seems like they question everything they do in life. I'm not sure about that. Let me tell you something. If you have God with you, he can help you be sure about what you're doing.
Right.
He can come along and you go here, go there, and you don't have to worry about, was this okay? Was that okay? His gentle prodding, his gentle dealings, his gentle pricks will lead and guide you.
Amen.
But if you're running out there by yourself, don't know how it's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
How do people go farther than they ever thought they would go by kicking against the pricks. That prick comes from God. That's not a good idea. And they want to rebel against it. I'm moving away from God. And Satan's sitting there with his coils wrapping. Oh, and every time they reject God, he wraps another coil around. And over time, this is how people get way out there in sin, and it seems like they can never be rescued. But even in those cases, our God is greater than where they are. The power of the blood of Jesus is greater than even that situation. And God will continue to deal and work with them until they draw their last breath. Because he has committed himself to our eternal souls. I want to get Revelations 3 and 20. I'm not going to be up here long this evening. Revelations 3 and 20.
Behold, I stand at the door.
Behold, I stand at the door
and knock.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Now this was John the Revelator when God visited him about the seven churches. And each one of them had some issues. And God was working with them, told them what the issues were. And now here at the end of it, Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock.
Yeah.
How many times you have people knock on your door and you don't want to open the door? We all do that.
Yes.
Sometimes we peek through the window, see who it is. Oh, I don't want to talk. And I don't answer that door. And then sometimes maybe you're looking for an important package and you have to sign for it.
Right.
And they ring the doorbell. And what do? You practically run to that door. Because I can't miss signing for my package. If I don't get to the door, they're not going to leave the package.
Right.
And then I got to wait the next day. Jesus wants us to be that zealous when he knocks at our door.
Amen.
When he wants to visit with us, when he wants to talk to us, when he wants to reveal himself to us, let us be eager to answer that door that he's knocking at.
Amen.
Because he's got something for us. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. There are many examples in the Bible where Jesus met them where they were and they eagerly accepted his presence and his visitation.
Amen.
Finally, Brother Saul stopped kicking against the pricks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was such a change in him that the Lord had to change his name. He was no longer Brother Saul, but he was Brother Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he is the example to all of us up until this day what happens when you respond to God's pricks. God can take someone like that way off course and bring them into alignment with his will and use them mightily in his kingdom.
Yeah,
and the Lord wants to do that with everybody.
Yeah.
Not just those that are saved. There's people that are not saved that God wants to use. And he's working and he's dealing. He's pricking them. We got to keep on praying, saints.
Yeah.
Because the power of God is greater than what they can resist.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The first time God called me to the ministry, I didn't want to be the minister. And so I ran and hid. I didn't go back in the world. I just didn't go around people. I stayed at home. I went to work. 7 years. And God kept pricking. Kept pricking. Kept pricking. I knew what he wanted.
Yes.
This is the way I was. I closed my ears to it. I'm saved. But I'm not where I could be. And then he pricked harder. And he pricked harder. And he started to affect my health. And I got to a place where I didn't know if I would live from night to night. My blood pressure was off the charts. And when I laid down at night, I could hear it pounding in my ears. And I said, I don't know if I'll wake up in the morning. And finally, I got on my knees and I gave in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know what the Lord told me? Just like I'm talking to you in the middle of my prayer, he said, your health is in my control. I control your blood pressure. He said, you do what I want you to do and I'll take care of you. Saints, that was over 15 years ago.
Thank you.
We respond to the pricks that God has in our life. There's a reason for them.
Yes.
He's trying to do something.
Yes, Lord.
He has something special for you and I. Yes. Those that are us of our saved, don't push the pricks away.
Amen.
They're not to hurt you. They're not to harm you. But they're to guide you
Thank you, God's will.
Yes. And when you truly surrender to God's will, he will do something marvelous in your life. You'll have a testimony of what he does. Your salvation will be seen by others. And no one can take it away from you.
That's right.
Remember Zacchaeus?
Mm-hmm.
The pricks was happening to Zacchaeus.
That's right.
Zacchaeus, I must see Jesus. Why he must see Jesus? Because he recognized something wasn't right.
Yeah.
And here this little man climbed up the sycamore tree.
Yeah.
You know a sycamore tree is real slippery? It's very difficult to get up to a limb in a sycamore tree. The bark is smooth.
Yeah.
But he got up there. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where it says anybody else was trying to climb the sycamore tree to see Jesus. Only Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
But see, the pricks were working.
Yes.
And Zacchaeus said, today I got to see him. And Jesus came over there and said, come on down, Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
I must abide at your house.
Yes.
When the Lord visit us with the pricks,
Amen.
He wants to do something. And those are some of the blessed times that you'll have in your life.
Yes,
because
Lord.
You will go from where you are now. You might be wallowing in one spot. I mean, stuck in a rut, so to speak. And God wants to move you out of there into something greater, something higher than you could ever imagine.
Yes.
Pray for me.